Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, 23rd of October 2015, titled Mary in the Lord. Mary in the Lord. Which Lord? Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Alpha and the Omega. I am that I am. I am the Ancient of Days. Oh, so many names he's got. The Prince of Peace. Mary in the Lord. Mary in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm reading from the Catholic version, 1 Corinthians 7:39. 1 Corinthians 7:39, New Revised Standard Version, Catholic edition. Catholic edition, 39, a wife is bound as long as her husband lives. But if the husband dies, she is free to marry anyone she wishes, only in the Lord. Now this only in the Lord, it doesn't just apply to the person who was married and then the husband died and widowed to marry, but only in the Lord. But actually any one of us marrying should marry only in the Lord. But the problem is this, in the Lord Jesus Christ. The problem is this, 1 Corinthians 7:39, oh sorry brothers, this one is, I'm quoting from the easy read version, 1 Corinthians 7:39, easy read version, a woman should stay with her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, the woman is free to marry any man she wants, but he should belong to the Lord. Belong to the Lord. In the Lord means the man should belong. They apply to the woman also. The man who's marrying must marry the one who belongs to the Lord. After that, I come across the problem first. Jeremiah 17:9, I'm reading from King James Version. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Brothers and sisters, I'm quoting the Old Testament here. But this is the status, what God is saying, what not for us to do something here. He's talking about what's the condition of our heart. Now, the Old Testament, God clearly said, is ministry of death. The New Testament is ministry of life. So when he has quoted here, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? Under the Old Testament, men couldn't overcome this. But under the New Testament, after Jesus Christ died and rose again, and he gave us power, power over everything, to trample on snakes and scorpions, power over Satan, power of our own selves, power of our own self-seeking hearts. We have power of our hearts now in the name of Jesus Christ. So the condition of the heart, I'm quoting from Jeremiah, Old Testament, but the solution is in Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, before I go further, I must tell you something that so that there's no mistaken here. He said, Mary in the Lord. He's not talking about Mary, Anglican, Protestant, Methodist, Catholic, Assemblies of God, this church, that church. No. Marrying in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, when I start talking anything, I'm talking to you what has happened to me and explaining this so that all will be blessed if they want to follow. No, I can't. Nobody can force anybody to follow. No forcing here. Why? Because each one has a choice to make. God has given each one a will and each of us will make a choice. But once you begin to understand the precepts of the Creator, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, everything was created by Him, for Him, through Him. You begin to understand what He's saying, and you begin to accept it, and you begin to want to follow it. You begin to want to follow, and you know, all power will come, and you'll overcome, and have a great life. Great life. You'll have enough money and survival and all that. Enough. More than enough, actually. But if you have given a lot, you must understand. If you have given millions, you must understand it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Why? You have decided to follow Him, then everything surrendered to Him. Everything belongs to Him, including my own life. If you take that way, then you know these funds are here for you to be a good steward, to be a caretaker for Jesus Christ. So, I will not consider you a millionaire, billionaire, whatever. I will not consider you that. If you are a Christian, if you have millions, I will not consider you a millionaire. I will just consider you as a custodian, as a caretaker of God's fund. And you are a brother in Christ, just like I am a brother in Christ with you. Now, brothers, yesterday we were talking about marrying, marriages. Now, today God is leading me to, the Spirit of God leading me to talk about marrying the Lord now. Whatever I say, don't take any condemnation because I suffered like that. I also did all the rubbish. Now, let's take this first statement. marrying in the Lord. As I said, it's not a denomination. It's not marrying in any saint, as Saint Apostle Paul, as Saint John or whatever. We are marrying in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be in any congregation, but then there are people in congregations, in certain denominations or any denomination. They may not be in the Lord. You yourself may not be in the Lord until you begin to understand that, until you surrender everything to Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we too, my wife and I, we were not in the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, we were some kind of, I was terrible, you know, I was terrible. I was not even really doing anything. My wife was quite religious. But brothers and sisters, being religious doesn't mean you are in the Lord. Being religious is simply you are being religious. Being in the Lord means you have power to cast out evil spirits. You begin to get, you fear of the Lord. You love the Lord Jesus Christ by willing to keep His commandments. His commandments are a prescription for our safety. It's clearly defined in Hebrews. It's a prescription. Prescription is an authoritative prescription by Jesus Christ given for our safety and all that. Now, brothers and sisters, we spend so much of money, time and energy in preparing for weddings and marriages. There will be all kinds of dress before the wedding, dress during the wedding, dress after the wedding, dress at the reception. Reception is this way, that way. Now people are spending money going overseas, taking pictures this way, that way. Thousands are being spent. But we are not putting on Jesus Christ. When we don't put on Jesus Christ, the devil knows you are not in the Lord. And he knows how to get you. Now, when I married, before I married, I was just after STPM, or in our assigned with HSC, High School Certificate, and I did qualifications or later, you know, while I'm working, I got extra degrees and whatnot, professional qualification and whatnot. But while I was 18 plus, after HSC, I confessed my love for my wife, for my future wife. I loved her, but I had nothing. I was jobless. I'm looking for a job. I loved her. I had plans, I had wishes, I had dreams. How my future wife and I will bring up a family. How my children will be. All the dreams I'll think about. But you know what? The Bible is clear. My heart was deceitful above all things. And desperately wicked. Why? I want my dreams. It's all about me, lah. Now, brothers and sisters, every one of us is like this. So don't, when I tell you, please look at this, don't think I was not like that. I was also like that. I'm not condemning you. Now, what doesn't happen? So what happens when I'm married? We married, actually, we loved each other very much. But we forget, because we are not in the Lord, we are just professing some religious activity and we talk about Jesus Christ here and there, maybe at that time. Then I become desperately wicked, no, terribly wicked. Become violent, not against my wife. Outside I'll fight and all. And my wife scared of me. So I come back, she just keep quiet because I can cut her with my words. So I didn't have to, I never used violence on her, but I used words on her. But that is what God says, terrible. My words can murder people. The God says, what? You do these words and you're murdering people, destroying lives. My children were terribly frightened. And then, how did it happen? Well, so much. And then went into all this sexual immorality and all. How did it happen? Because our hearts are desperately wicked. Now we get work. Now, my wife had nothing also. I had already no job. Then, when I got a job, then I married her. Got a job, could provide for her, I married her. Now, as I begin to move up in the world, who is blessing me? That's one segment I wrote. The devil's blessing. The devil is blessing me because I was not following Jesus. I was not following God. The devil is blessing me. So, then growing up, then the desire comes. Oh, now I'm fine. It comes. You don't even think about it. It just desperately, your heart begins to work against it. Now, this is a problem. For instance, if you do not marry in the Lord. Now, I'm not even condemned. I already told I was not in the Lord. My wife was not in the Lord. She was seriously religious Catholic, but not in the Lord. In the Lord is a different thing. In the Lord means you obey Jesus Christ and Christ only first. First Jesus Christ and Christ only. He's the creator, the husband of your soul and all that. Only then the rest of the religious activities can take place. But if religious activities take place before Jesus Christ, it's not going to cut it. It's not going to work. Now, so what happens? How did this change? Because we discount the devil. The devil will come and tempt your heart. The devil, first of all, give me the devil's blessing coming, and the devil come and tempt my heart, and then my heart begins to love these things and all, and begin to go and start with meetings and entertainment after the office hours, and we entertain people, or evening business meetings, this and that. Step by step, our heart destroying ourselves. And then it became like this, became a messed up marriage, really. Now that is why it is sad to see so much effort being spent on the external issues of marriage, but not the internal issues of being in the Lord. Now those of us who already married not in the Lord, if supposing you are in the Lord, you would not have married otherwise other than in the Lord, I'm telling you. Because you're in the Lord means you will go to Jesus Christ and ask who to marry. And then Jesus Christ will tell you who it is and lead you. And first you will mold yourself. I'll come to these husbands and wives. Hey, one commander is when you marry, the Lord says, my body, my wife has authority over my body, and her body, I have authority over her body. Now, the segment I made, wives have authority over the husband's body. Go and listen to this thing, because it's quoted from scripture. Now, can you imagine if somebody getting married, say, from today, brother, when you marry from today, your wife has authority over your body. Really? Why? How? See? Now, if you don't accept the wife's authority over your body, you're not in the Lord in marrying, and you're not going to conduct it not in the Lord. Now, that's why I told one in the segment I said, when my wife, after that, when I came following the Lord, told me about the scripture and told me, look here. So when my wife said, I want you here, actually she means my body, she wants my body here. Spirit means I can sit from wherever inside and pray for her. She wants me, come home, I need you somewhere, means I must take my body, because I'm not my body. I must take my body and come there. But this is critical, you know. So a command, for instance, how a husband should love the wife. I'll come to that another segment. If I begin to put all that from the scriptures, you'll say impossible to do. True. But you can do it in Jesus Christ. Now if a woman is interested in marry, and then she just married someone who's not in the Lord, he won't listen to the scriptures. But then many people are marrying outside the Lord, but because they themselves may be outside the Lord. They may be in a congregation, Protestant, Anglican, Methodist, Catholicism, Assemblies of God, or whatever. But you may be in a congregation, including the congregation, I'm pastoring. You can be there. But you may be outside the Lord, because you've got to be inside the Lord. So anyone marrying, that's why when people say, okay, in the church I've got two people, let's get them married. Just because a person is in the congregation, you marry thinking they are Christians, not true. If they are not in the Lord, they will not obey the Lord Jesus Christ's commands on how the man should treat the wife. And they will not have the power to overcome their heart and mind to treat the wife the way Lord Jesus Christ has said in His word. No power. Only when you start casting out evil spirits, fear, get out. Temptation, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of sexual immorality, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, cast out everything, every hatred, unforgiveness. I cast out in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out the spirit of unforgiveness. You begin to do all this off and on, because these things attack us from time to time and you sense it. Then, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to love my wife the way Jesus Christ has ordained it. Now you begin to do this. If a person does all this, then he is able to love his wife the way Jesus Christ has said. And likewise, the woman, the wife, can love the husband and submit to the husband. Just because the woman is in some congregation and in some prayer warrior group, doesn't mean she is in the Lord. She may be there doing her own thing. I'm a prayer warrior. Pride. Cut that pride. The devil knows. If you say, I'm a prayer warrior, and you begin to pray, and this and that, and the other people are talking, oh, she's a great prayer warrior. She's a great prayer warrior. And you enjoy that statement, then you got a reward here already. There's no reward in heaven. Jesus said, when you pray, pray in the closet. Don't pray so much so people want that. You are praying so that people admire you and love you and all. You accept it and all. You don't have reward with Jesus Christ. Your reward is already given from these people. So the woman may be a so-called prayer warrior, but she may not be in the Lord. You know, the Lord may first start with humbleness. Humbleness to the word of God. Humbleness to the word of God and grace will come. If she's not humble to the word of God, only prayer warrior, casting out, prayer warrior. This happens in a number of denominations. Casting out, prayer warrior. And then they say, okay, let the Holy Spirit presence fall. And that only they, every time, you know. But life not changing. Heart is not changing. Submission to Jesus Christ. Loving your neighbor as yourself is not there. Nah, it's not there. But prayer warrior. Brothers and sisters, you ain't no prayer warrior. You're not going to work it. You please first submit to the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the husband of your soul, and He will direct your steps. He will direct your steps. Now, what happened? The devil came, tempted, and my heart also, my heart, starts with our hearts, our deceitful hearts start, and then we follow, and my mess up, and Jesus Christ in the mercy, complete mercy, merciful, loving Jesus Christ saved me, saved my wife, put us all together. We have a family now. We live peacefully. Peacefully, brothers and sisters, and joyfully. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I pray that God will still lead me to talk more about this in future segments. In the name of Jesus Christ, be blessed. Have the peace of Jesus Christ today. In obedience to the word of Jesus Christ, I release the spirit of obedience to all of us to obey and love Jesus Christ with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Amen.